Here's the short story of Sally Yates, a career justice employee. She's elevated to politically appointed jobs, ending up as acting attorney general. She publicly disagrees with a Trump administration policy, and she's fired. Well, now what? Can she be reinstated at her career level? What about her pension? For some answers, Lynn Bernabe, a partner at Bernabe & Cabot and longtime federal employee attorney. Lynn, good to have you back.
Good to be here.
So Sally Yates was, for nearly 20 years, career, and then President Obama elevated her to the political level at Justice Department, and
right.
On and on she rose. But how uncommon is it really for someone at that level to get sacked by a change in administration?
It's not uncommon at all. I mean, you know, the one thing you can say about the Trump administration is it did have the right to choose its political appointees. And when you leave the career civil service and go to the, political jobs, you know that that's a risk you're taking.
So it might be that, yes, there's the possibility, anyhow, that the executive order is unconstitutional, and yet the administration did have the right to fire her. So two truisms side by side that create an incompatible situation.
Right. As acting attorney general, she did have the responsibility to determine if the executive order was unconstitutional, which she apparently did. And there's a long line of cases going back to the 1800s where the president or the executive branch, which she was part of, has the right to refuse to defend a law, or in this case, an executive order that they believe is unconstitutional. Ironically, one of the last cases on this was one in which Justice Scalia concurred and said, yes, the president, or in this case, his officer, the attorney general, can refuse to enforce laws that he believes are unconstitutional.
This is Scalia, of all people, that said this.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's a little irony in here, given the Supreme Court battle that's about to get underway. So
exactly. But there are rare circumstances. But looking over the cases where this has been done, where the president has refused to defend a law in court, it usually comes up because there's a fight between the executive branch and the legislative branch. This is sort of an unusual situation because we're in a transition period between one administration and the second. But the courts have said in rare circumstances where the president, or in this case his officer, do not agree that a law is constitutional, then they have the right to refuse to defend it in court.
Should she have resigned, or was she following a proper protocol in declaring this something unenforceable as almost an advisory role to the administration and then getting fired?
No, while she was acting attorney general, she held the responsibility to execute the duties of that office. And in those executing those duties, she had the right to say, this ban is unconstitutional, I'm not going to defend it in court. Now, that's a very different thing than the duty to enforce. And the agencies involved continue to enforce the law until a court tells them not to. But the attorney general was saying, I'm not going to go into court to defend the law. And that was her responsibility to do while she was in that position.
All right, then let's talk about her as a fired employee, because mm-hmm. she did have that career status. What are her options now to return, if she wants to the federal government?
Well, it's a problem right now because through executive order, the president has put a freeze on filling vacant positions or even creating any new positions. So at the current time, she can't move back. She cannot move back into the government.
She can't move back as career. I guess she could move back as politically. Those are exempt, but obviously that's not going to happen.
Right, exactly. And so there's sort of two things going on here. One is she had a responsibility to refuse to defend a law or an executive order in court that she thought was unconstitutional, and that's what she did. But the president also had the ability to fire her.
We're speaking with Lynn Bernabe, a partner at Bernabe & Cabot in Washington. So what are her pension implications here?
This should have no effect on her pension at all. You know, we've researched this question in the past and fired, even federal employees and executives who are terminated for criminal acts still get their pension. So there should be no effect on her pension.
And is there any effect on her status? That is to say, would there have been a different effect on her status had she resigned versus getting fired?
No, not in terms of benefits that she's entitled to, no.
I mean, on your record, a firing, if you're a political appointee, is really different, isn't it, than if you're fired for cause as a career employee by another career employee who's above your grade?
Definitely. And in this case, and, you know, we're in a very, very political and polarized situation in this country right now. And I think, you know, the figures are about half people, you know, support the ban and about half the people don't. Maybe a few percentage points more support the ban on Muslims entering the country. So I think, you know, wherever she goes, you know, it can't be the federal government right now, but wherever else she goes, I think a lot of people will see her as being brave for standing up to this, you know, much in the nature of what happened with Watergate when Nixon fired very high-ranking officials.
I've heard it compared to that. Yeah, I remember that evening we all woke up and thought, what's going on? This, I think, probably would have been expected. I mean, when we heard her statement, I think a lot of people said, well, she's not going to be there by the morning.
Right, right. This is a little different because she's not a person that Trump selected for the position. She's sort of a lame duck. I mean, she got to that position as a holdover from the Obama administration, and everybody knew she'd be replaced.
And when you move from career to political, which a lot of people do, sometimes it's only for months, sometimes it's for years. Is there a kind of a time limit after which you've been in political so long you really it would be considered burrowing to go back to a career job?
You know, that's a very good question. I'm not sure what the time limit is, but I think it's pretty short. I mean, maybe a couple of years, because generally, although it's done all the time, this is a rule that's sort of honored in the exception, but the you know, generally, once you go into a political position and stay there for a little bit, you can't go back.
Now, Sally Yates is, I guess, from my reading, is about 55, 56 years old. Suppose there's a Democratic president, I'm just making this up, in 4 years. She could be reappointed politically, and that'd be no problem at all.
Oh, certainly, certainly. And if the Federal Service opened up after a few years, you know, maybe she would be able to go back in some career capacity. I mean, she has excellent qualifications, so she's not going to have a problem finding a job.
Well, I think she could do what a lot of people that leave the Justice Department do, whether career or political, and under any circumstances, is find a great job in a big law firm.
Right. She's a career prosecutor, very, very effective from reports, and I think, you know, she could easily go into either the defense bar or, you know, some think tank, something that's involved with the administration of criminal justice.
All right. Anything else we need to know about people in this situation? Because we're getting a lot of queries as to, you know, how things work from an employment standpoint when someone gets caught up in this type of maelstrom.
Well, I think the next thing to look at will be the State Department. The State Department established a dissent channel, and by news reports, about 1,000 people have exercised their right to use that channel to dissent on the Muslim ban that President Trump enacted through the executive order. And we already hear rumblings, this was from the press secretary, that there's going to be repercussions or there may be repercussions against these individuals. So I think the next fight we see is going to be over in the State Department.
We'll keep an eye there. In the meantime, Lynn Bernabe is a partner at Bernabe & Cabot in Washington. As always, thanks so much.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
We'll have a link to some reporting on Sally Yates and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.